Very much. Distinguished colleagues, it's a great pleasure for me to extend a warm welcome to join His Excellency Ambassador McCook in welcoming you to this very important second session of the open-ended Intergovernmental Expert Working Group on Terminology and Indicators relating to DRR. I want to thank you for taking the time to attend this meeting and for your important contributions to the first session and the intersessional work. The fact that over 100 countries have nominated experts for this working group is a testament to the importance attached to this process in implementing the Sendai framework. I'd also like to extend, as I did yesterday in our informal meeting, our sincere thanks to Ambassador McCook for his leadership and for chairing this working group, and of course for his close and greatly valued support and relationship with UNISDR. I also welcome the general consensus that exists among the experts that intervention should be of a scientific and technical nature, that the definition of terms should be practical, simple, clear, concise, and easily understood, and that the indicators are functional, simple, and easy to communicate, serve to operationalize the targets, and are aligned with the SDGs to the greatest extent possible. In this context, I would like to highlight the importance of coherence and mutual reinforcement between the Sendai framework and other international agreements, in particular the 2030 agenda and the indicators that are being developed for the sustainable development goals and targets. As many of you know, the Interagency and Expert Group on SDG Indicators started its work in June last year and has been proceeding in parallel with this open-ended Intergovernmental Expert Working Group on Indicators and Terminology to develop an indicator framework for monitoring the goals and targets of the 2030 agenda. One of the ways to foster coherence in implementation is through a coherent system of indicators to measure the progress. On the basis of the latest information, the following DRR-related indicators are included in the current proposal, which will be submitted to the UN Statistical Commission for final endorsement. Number of deaths and persons affected by disasters per 100,000 people, which corresponds to Sendai Targets 1 and 2. This indicator has been proposed as a multi-purpose indicator under SDGs related to poverty eradication in cities. Those are SDGs 1 and 11. Direct disaster economic loss in relation to global GDP, which corresponds to Sendai Target 3, has been proposed under SDG on poverty, and a similar economic loss indicator, which also includes a reference to disaster damage to critical infrastructure and disruption of basic services, has been proposed for the SDG 11 on cities. Finally, an indicator on number of countries with national and local disaster risk reduction strategies corresponding to Sendai Target 5 has been proposed as a multi-purpose indicator under SDGs on poverty, cities, and climate change. A coherent system of indicators across Sendai and the SDGs is important because it will reduce the reporting burden on member states. Ambassador McCook, I know, is going to provide some additional updates on the next steps regarding the SDG indicators, so I won't spend any more time here other than to highlight the points I've just made. I'd like to conclude by noting that I consider it to be a great privilege for me and my UNISDR colleagues to support the working group in fulfilling its mandate granted by the General Assembly Resolution of 69284, and just to say that we stand ready to provide our full support in this important work ahead. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, SRSG.